Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, I call this devotion the Blessed Expectation, and I think you'll understand why. Let's go. John was the one gospel writer who recorded Christ's emphasis about his commandments. In John 14, we read, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. And in John 15, we read, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." And thus we all have the first inclination, I think, he's referring to what he said in John 13:34, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you should also love one another." Or John 15:12, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." And all of that is great, isn't it? But the vast majority of pastors and pewsters ignore the one command he gave to his servants concerning his return. We read in Mark chapter 13, "Take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is. It's like a man going to a far country who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to each his work and commanded the doorkeeper to watch. Watch, therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning. And what I say to you, I say to all. Watch." I suspect that it's because after 2,000 years or so, it is much easier to preach on loving, much more reasonable to believe and obey the love command. After all, watching implies an expectation and requires trust that the expectation will be fulfilled. The contemporary church being, I'll say, infected by myriad desires. Desire for comfort, desire for notoriety, that's a big one. Desire for safety, etc. is generally sleepy from religion and scared to really trust God for Christ's return. If you talk about it, you get yawns. Much of the church itself has scoffed at those who maintain that sincere expectation, but we should expect that, because Peter told us in 2 Peter 3, he said, "Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own desires or lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation." And Jesus warned us in Mark 13, "Watch therefore, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping." Now, get me on this. Watching is not, as some have done, climbing on your roof and shouting at an asteroid. It's not at all a work of the flesh. It is a heart attitude, which is the result of abundant grace, trusting in Christ's truthfulness. Watching simply means that you're always ready because Christ's return in the rapture is imminent. Now, there are four aspects to imminence. They are, first, certainty. For an event to be imminent, it must be certain to occur. Second, any moment return. Imminence means that Christ could return at any time. And there's no specific list of signs or events that must happen beforehand. Third, emphasis on readiness. This belief serves as a powerful motivator for us as Christians to live holy lives, to remain alert, and to be prepared for the day of Christ's return. And fourthly, constant watchfulness. Rather than focusing on predicting a specific time, our focus is on living each day as if it could be the day of His coming, a concept emphasized by Jesus in passages like Mark 13:32-33. Now, some of you may be thinking, but I know scriptures that say the sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. That's from Joel 2:28 and Acts 2:20. But that and other similar verses are speaking of the tribulation time, the 70th week of Daniel's prophecy in Daniel chapter 9. And in any event, Jesus told us, this is, by the way, Matthew 24, but of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Watch, therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. So, friends, let's keep all Christ's commands. Love God and love one another, and watch for His imminent return with trust and faith. Revelation 22:20, He who testifies to these things says, surely, I am coming quickly, without delay, suddenly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm, and faith to trust Him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of His grace today.